the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Farewell to the fair, farewell to the good times, farewell to the music and people who care. Farewell to my comrades, and likewise the ladies. Now I'm a rover, farewell to the fair. I once was a singer of minor renown. I spent happiest days when the fair came to town. I sang all the old songs, the happy, the bold songs. Now I'm a rover, no longer around. Farewell to the fair, farewell to the good times, farewell to the music and people who care. Farewell to my comrades and likewise the ladies. Now I'm a rover, farewell to the fair. The fair was a wonder of sight and of sound. From the joust to the pub where the good friends abound. We drank and we sang till the rafters all rang. At the end of the day, we gathered around. Farewell to the fair, farewell to the good times, farewell to the music and people who care. Farewell to my comrades and likewise the ladies. Now I'm a rover, farewell to the fair. If you go to the fair, please keep in mind the good times and friendships are not hard to find. Don't grumble and complain when return to the mundane. Remember the rover who left it behind. Farewell to the fair, farewell to the good times, farewell to the music and people who care. Farewell to my comrades and likewise the ladies. Now I'm a rover, farewell to the fair. Farewell to the fair, farewell to the good times, farewell to the music and people who care. Farewell to my comrades and likewise the ladies. Now I am a rover, farewell to the fair. Now I am a rover, farewell to the fair.
Farewell to the fair. That was Terry Griffith from his album Long Live Avalok. And yes, the fairs are over for the year. We've passed the holiday season. We're rolling into winter. Yule has left me with a little bit of a lingering gift here, so I apologize for my voice through this show. I'll be keeping things kind of short because of that. But welcome to the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. I am your host, Chuck Burke. This is the first show of our 16th season. We're glad to have you with us. As I say, the fair is over. And what we'll do with this show is we'll take a look at some of the music that our regular Renaissance Festival performers do when they're not at fair. Many of them pursue different musical pursuits. Some of them travel out of country to perform. All of them keep busy in one way or another, sometimes with more mundane pursuits as well. This show is sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, Renaissance Magazine, the Ren Crews, the patrons of the podcast, and the podcast minions. We want to offer a special thanks to all the performers who submit their music. We currently have 648 albums from 290 performers in our podcast library. Our next song is Factory Girl, performed by Tanya Opland and Mike Freeman from their album Choice Fair.
No more shall I work in a factory, greasy up my clothes. No more shall I work in a factory with splinters in my toes. Pity me, my darling, pity me, I say. Pity me, my darling, and carry me away. whistle blow to call me up so soon. No more shall I hear the whistle blow to call me from my home. Pity me, my darling, pity me, I say. Pity me, my darling, and carry me away. No more shall I hear the drummer wheel rolling o'er my head. When the factory girls are hard at work, I'll be home in bed. Pity me, my darling, pity me, I say. Pity me, my darling, and carry me away. No more shall I hear the bosses say, girls, you better doff. No more shall I hear the bosses say, spinners, you'd better clean off. Pity me, my darling, pity me, I say. Pity me, my darling, and carry me away. No more shall I see the super come all dressed up so proud. For I know I'll marry a country boy before the year is out. Pity me, my darling, pity me, I say. Pity me, my darling, and carry me away. No more shall I wear the old black dress, greasy all around. No more shall I wear the old black bonnet with holes all in the crown. Pity me, my darling, pity me, I say. Pity me, my darling, and carry me away. No more shall I work in the factory, greasy up my clothes. No more shall I work in the factory with splinters in my toes. Pity me, my darling, pity me, I say. Pity me, my darling, and carry me away. Pity me, my darling, pity me, I say. Pity me, my darling, and carry me away.
Hi, this is Vince Conaway, Hammer Dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chaste Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
I am a chimbley sweep. No bed to lie, no shoes to hold my feet. On a rooftop in dead of night, you'll hear me cry. I'll shake you from your sleep. Hear me weep, your day will come. Sweet.
That was Chimbley Sweep, performed by Wakefire from their album Midnight Circus. Wakefire is for those who enjoy the lilt of old world with a rocking new beat. They provide a mix of Celtic rock, baroque, pop, Americana, folk rock, and what they've coined is bohemian cabaret. And they'll throw a little pop culture in there for the nerds as well. You can find out more about them at www.wakefiremusic.com. As I say, there aren't too many Renaissance festivals going on, but some of the performers are keeping busy. The Whiskey Brothers are performing at Whiskey Sundays, now through mid-February, at Ballydoyle in Downers Grove, Illinois. Be sure to check them out on Sunday afternoons there. And on February 3rd, the Jackdaws are performing at the Celtic Ray Public House in Punta Gorda, Florida. They're performing on Monday, February 3rd, and also on Tuesday, March 10th. You can also look for the Misbehaving Maidens at MarsCon in Williamsburg, Virginia, January 17th through the 19th. And Ailstorm is performing at La Riviera in Madrid, Spain, on February 21st. Our next song is Lizzie Borden from Water Street Bridge from their album Hard Times. You can find out more about them on Facebook at facebook.com/Water Street Bridge.
Yesterday in Old Fall River, Mr. Andrew Borden died, and they got his daughter Lizzie on a charge of homicide. Some folks say she didn't do it. Others say, of course she did. But they all agree Miss Lizzie was a problem kind of kin. 'Cause you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts, not even if it's planned as a surprise.
A surprise.
No, you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts. You know how neighbors love to criticize. Well, she got him on the sofa where he'd gone to take a snooze, and I hope he went to heaven 'cause he wasn't wearing shoes. 'Cause he kind of rearranged him with a hatchet, so they say. Then she got her dear old mother in that same old-fashioned way. 'Cause you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts, not even if you're tired of her cuisine.
Her cuisine.
No, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts. You know it's almost sure to cause a scene. They really kept her hopping on that busy afternoon, with both down and upstairs chopping while she hummed a ragtime tune. Well, they really made her hustle, and when all was said and done, she removed her mother's bustle when she wasn't wearing one. 'Cause you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts and then blame all the damage on the mice.
On the mice.
No, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts. That sort of thing just isn't very nice.
No, it ain't.
Now, it wasn't done for pleasure, and it wasn't done for spite, and it wasn't done because the lady wasn't very bright. She'd always done the slightest thing that mom and papa bid. They said,
Lizzie, cut it out!
And that's exactly what she did. You can't jump your papa up in Massachusetts and then get dressed to go out for a walk.
For a walk.
No, you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts.
Shut the door and lock it and latch it. Here comes Lizzie with a brand new hatchet.
No, you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts.
Such a snob, I heard it said she met a paw and cut him dead.
No, you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts.
Jump like a fish, jump like a porpoise. All join hands is habeas corpus.
No, you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts. Massachusetts is a far cry from New York.
New York.
Are you a fan of medieval and Renaissance history? Then join our crew of discovery. Renaissance Magazine covers history, fairs, and reenactments. 6 issues a year allows you to explore nearly 1,400 years of wars, art and science, and daily life. Find a treasure trove of images and behind-the-scenes stories of Renaissance fairs across the country. Subscribe at renaissancemagazine.com. Thanks, mateys.
Thank you.
much the winds can blow. I dearly like the West, for there the bonnie lassie lives, the lassie I love best. Walwoods grow and rivers roll, and many a hill in between. But day and night my fancy's flight is ever with my Jean. I see her in the dewy flowers, I see her sweet and fair. I hear her in the tuneful birds, I hear her charm the air. There's not a bonny flower that springs by fountains shower green. There's not a bonny bird that sings reminds me of my Jean. I see her in the dewy flowers, I see her sweet and fair. I hear her in the tuneful birds, I hear her charm the air. There's not a bonny flower that springs by fountain shower green. There's not a bonny bird that sings reminds me of my Jean.
Well met. This is Ezra Mike Mikem from the band Ezendil. The last song that you had just listened to was My Bonnie Jean from the Bard of the South, by the Bard of the South, one Ricky Pittman. The awesome tune. I've never got a chance to meet the man. I should have. We probably crossed paths and not even known it. He is a storyteller, historian, and knows how to wail out a tune. And once again, that was My Bonnie Jean from the Bard of the South on the Bard of the South. The next song we are going to hear is called Granther and the Leprechaun by Siler and Clark. Now, I actually got to meet Siler and didn't even know who he was. Our first 2 years at the KC Fair, we didn't actually share a stage, but when we did the parade years ago, we marched right along with them. And anyway, Siler and Clark, out of the archives, Granther and the Leprechaun. And it reminds me of kind of like the one, don't go for the one, where they take a joke and turn it into a wild song. Once again, Siler and Clark.
Oh, once while walking on the green, enjoying Ireland's sod, McGranther came across something he thought was mighty hot. At first he thought it was a bairn because it was so small. Turned out to be a leprechaun standing 2 feet tall.
Turned out to be a leprechaun standing 2 feet tall.
My Granther was a crafty man, he reached and grabbed it quick. Said, give to me your pot of gold and mind you try no tricks. The leprechaun, he said, instead I'll give you wishes three. But first I'll have to tell the rules, so listen carefully.
But first he has to tell the rules, so listen carefully.
The first rule is you cannot wish for more than wishes three. You cannot wish for anything stretched to infinity. You cannot wish the English out or for the end of war. And one other thing, whatever you wish, your mother-in-law gets more.
It's one other thing, whatever you wish, your mother-in-law gets more.
So if you want a brand new house, your mother-in-law gets two. You can wish yourself a wealthy man, but she'll have more than you. Oh, you can wish for anything, 'twould surely be so nice. But whatever it is you're wishing for, the old bag gets it twice.
Whatever it is you're wishing for, the old bag gets it twice.
The Granther, he thought long and hard, considered carefully. And when he spoke, his eyes lit up with some internal glee. Me first is wealth, me second fame, and then he took a breath. And for my third and final wish, please beat me half to death.
Happy New Year, dear friends, and welcome to another edition of Dear Master Shakespeare.
The dawn of a new year brings new queries and questions from you, the readers, to me. So give me your thoughts, for in a series of rhymes I'll answer this 2020. Here's our first letter. Dear Master Shakespeare, how does one ward off the winter blues? Sincerely, Hermione. Dearest Hermione, try to soak up as much vitamin D as you can. Get thee outside. Eat a pear. This greatly helps ward off melancholy. Also, hike. Exit. Pursued by a bear. And our second letter. Dear Master Shakespeare, I made a New Year's resolution to stop snacking. How can I stay on target? Also, what are your resolutions? Sincerely, Daniel. Dearest Daniel, when one resolves to do good by oneself, the key is always to have a clear goal, else one soon finds the trainers on a shelf, and self-defeat a burden on one's soul. A clear goal in mind, with reward waiting, increases thy chances of great success. As for mine own resolutions, I sing now of my wish to leave less of a mess. Here's what I mean. To build, not to tear down. I want only joy to follow my wake. I want all to smile with no cause to frown. Kindness is what we give, not what we take. This world can be bleak, it's rough as it is. I wish not to burn, but to build bridges. That was another edition of Dear Master Shakespeare, my friends. If you have your queries that you wish me to answer, please send them on in here to the podcast or contact me directly on Twitter at ShakesApproves or on Facebook, facebook.com/ShakespeareApproves. I love you, you love me. There's mutual glorious affection.
All right, you scallywags, listen up. Old Black Dog is gonna tell you about the most terrifying sea creature of all. We were at a party. His earlobe fell in the deep. Someone reached in and grabbed it. It was a rock lobster! Lots of trouble. Lots of bubbles.
a dogfish.
Arf, arf, arf.
Chased by a catfish.
Meow.
In flew a sea robin.
Watch out for that piranha!
There goes a narwhal.
Hi, guys.
Here comes a bikini whale.
Looks like your ex-wife.
Well, I guess the song's over.
Guess so.
Well, back to work.
What? I did warn him.
Somebody save the guitar.
That was Rock Lobster, performed by Pirates for Sale from their album Dark Side of the Lagoon. Those of you of a certain age will remember that song as something of a novelty hit back in the 1980s. A lot of our groups do perform covers of music. Some of them do straight covers. Some of them will adapt the music for the situations that they're in, which they do at the fairs as well as other events. And some of them will just take the tune and completely rewrite the word. But we'll talk about more about that in the Filk Show later this year. You can find out more about Pirates for Sale at www.piratesforsale.com. That is S-A-I-L. Also coming up from some of our Renaissance Festival performers, once more the Misbehaving Maidens will also be performing at Fantasy 2020, a convention being held in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. That takes place March 20th through 22nd. The Musical Blades are staging an Ireland Invasion, April 4th through April 12th. And Chase Treasure is performing at the London Bridge Renaissance Festival, April 4th and April 5th. Coming up, we have another example of a song by one of our Renaissance Festival performers, one of our better known ones on the show here, actually. He's also been known to branch out and do a lot of music for cons, a lot of fan-based music. With the recent success, which came as no surprise, of the last Star Wars movie, we're taking a look back at about 10 years or so at something that Mark Gunn did during the prequel series of Star Wars movies. This is the Jedi Drinking Songs prequel, performed by Mark Gunn from his album Sci-Fi Drinking Songs. Find out more about him at www.markgunn.com.
Long time ago, before Vader's sexual peak, I met him there on Tatooine. He drank like he was Greek. His mama said he's been this way since he was only three. Qui-Gon lost, said he's the one fulfilled the prophecy. Qui-Gon took young Anakin the council for to see. But Yoda said, afraid am I? Drink irresponsibly. So Qui-Gon told Anakin, watch how I drink and all. Then that Jedi Master drank too many shots with Darth Maul. So drink yourself a shot of scotch, then down one pint of beer. Do not think that you can drink that boy under a chair, cause Anakin will slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when he finally sobers up, a Sith at last he'll be. And he made C-3PO to be a great bartender. He could make 6 million drinks and put you on a bender. With R2-D2 by his side, he had a keg on wheels for Amidala. And he drunk an extra force appeal. So drink yourself a shot of scotch, then down one pint of beer. Do not think that you can drink that boy under a chair, cause Anakin will slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when he finally sobers up, Sith at last he'll be. I told my master Qui-Gon Jinn I'd teach that boy drink no more than just one pint an hour. Said Anakin, that stinks. Amidala likes me best when I'm all liquored up. So he used force to bring around and knock the lassie up. So drink yourself a shot of scotch, then down one pint of beer. Do not think that you can drink that boy under a chair, cause Anakin will slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when he finally sobers up, Sith at last he'll be. When we drink, drunk we get. When drunk, we are free of distraction of our minds. When free of distraction, one with the Force may come. So drunk, let's get and become one with the Force. Hurry, much Jedi, happy hour, such at 5. Meanwhile, Chancellor Palpatine needed a new lush. He ordered grog for Anakin so he'd never sober up. The twins are born, and how I wish that one more thing could be. That all the fans were all quite drunk with Star Wars 1-3. So drink yourself a shot of scotch, then down one pint of beer. Do not think that you can drink that boy under a chair, cause Anakin then we'll slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when he finally sobers up, just drink yourself a shot of scotch, then down one pint of beer. And I think that you can drink that boy under a chair, cause Anakin will slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when he finally sobers up, I sit at last he'll be.
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, Bumpiliata, come play!
It was a cold and dreary morning in December. And all of me money it was spent. And where the hell it went I can't remember. So back on the account I up and went.
He went.
Paddy lay back, take in your slack.
Take
a turn around the caps and heave a paw.
Hey!
About ship station, boys, be handy. We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. So I stumbled to the docks of where the ship lay.
She lay
sitting with her rigging tied up
high.
I got halfway up the gangplank, then I jumped off.
He fell off,
convinced like a dolphin I could fly.
Dolphins fly?
Paddy lay back,
take in your slack.
Take a turn around the caps and heave a paw.
Hey!
About ship station, boys, be handy. We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. Well, they cranked me back aboard by my dinghy. A-pumping out the water from me gills. When the cook you came a-barging from the galley. His lack of pants sure gave me the chills.
Paddy lay back,
take in your slack. Take a turn around the caps and heave a paw.
Hey!
About ship station, boys, be handy. We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. Cookie sure knew a thing or two, boys.
He
could make a meal from weevils, tar, and squid.
Squid.
So I reached into me pocket for me pacer.
Hey, sir.
If you don't want to eat, it's 50 quid.
Plus tax.
Paddy lay back.
Take in your slack.
Take a turn around the cast and heave a paw. Hey, about ship station, boys, be handy. We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. Then the first mate up and bellows out, cast off.
So
I grabbed the nearest line and gave a heave. The gunner squealed and jumped over the rail, boys. And we're not sorry to see him leave.
Duck food.
Paddy lay back.
Take in your slack.
Take a turn around the caps and heave a paw.
Hey!
About ship station, boys, be handy. We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. So I climbed up the shrouds into the crow's nest.
The hoe's nest.
To keep a one-eyed lookout for the king.
King Willie.
I found where the mate has stashed a hooch hole. And through the fumes I couldn't see a thing.
Light a match.
Paddy lay back. Take in your slack. Take a turn around the caps and heave a paw.
Hey!
About ship station, boys, be handy. We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. By chance we ran across a prize of value. Stuffed the girls with some royal toys. There were cuffs and whips the prince he might have missed or more.
Missed corn?
And something every orphan sure destroyed.
Paddy lay back.
Take in your slack.
Take a turn around the caps and heave a paw.
Hey! About ship station, boys, be handy. We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. About ship station, boys, be handy. We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn.
That was Paddy Lay Back from the Bilge Pumps, from their new album, Planned Piratehood. And coming up, also from their new album, House of the Rising Sun, a remake of a classic from the 60s. You can find out more about them at www.thebilgepumps.com.
They call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor boy, and God, I know I'm one. If I had listened to what Mama said, I'd be at home today. When being so young and foolish, poor boy, let a rambler lead me astray. With one foot on the platform, the other one on the train, I'm going back to New Orleans to wear that ball and chain.
Hi there, my name's Heather Dale. I'm a musician from Canada writing songs about King Arthur, and you're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
I woke up this morning and I went to the fair. Thought I would mingle with the girls that are there. I met a young lady, she was looking real fine. So I said, hey baby, what's your sign? She smiled at me, so I bought her a drink. We talked, we laughed, and I started to think. We were hitting it off, it was going so well. That's when she dropped the big bombshell. Yeah, that's right, she's got a boyfriend. Boyfriend. Would have been nice to find that out before. I hit the road, cause she's got a boyfriend. Boyfriend. Guess I won't be seeing her no more. I was drowning my sorrows over at the bar, and just as I was headed out to my car, I saw a wench and I became less depressed, because she had a nice big set of eyes. She was there all alone, staring off into space. So I walked over quickly with no time to waste. She winked and she motioned like she was excited, and that's when I saw that I wasn't invited. Yeah, that's right, she's got a
Does she have a brother?
Sweet.
Yeah, this is going to work out great.
I went out with a girl and we hit it off great. So we went out together on two or three dates. She had a nice smile and a really cute face. Then one day she had me back to her place. Things were going great, then she went in the next room. That's when things started to spell out my doom. I heard a knock on the door, so I got in myself. And standing before me was a beast from hell. Holy crap, she's got a husband. Oh, sure. Wants to kill the boyfriend. Crap, that's me.
Chick-fil-A.
You just heard the Village Idiots performing Boyfriend from their album Chamber of Stupidity. You can find out more about them at facebook.com/the.village.idiots. Just so you know, we mentioned at the beginning of the show, we have a rather extensive library of music for the podcast. You may have also noticed that some artists that we used to play aren't being played so much anymore. We've been trying to get in touch with our artists in order to make sure we still have permission to play their music. If you are a Renaissance Festival music performer or you know one and you're not hearing the music on here, please contact us because we want to make sure we're playing your music. And if you've not submitted music to the podcast in the past, please come over to renaissancefestivalmusic.com and submit your music for us. We'd love to get it on the air and get people listening to it. Our next song is Samurai Cosmonaut from Scott Boswell from the album Thistle. This is a little bit of experimental music that he indulged in. I think you'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to the show. A special thanks to all of you out there who are helping us. We have over 25 people supporting us at the moment, and we can use all the help we can get. This show is definitely an act of love, as all of us are volunteers who work for the podcast, and all of your support goes right back into helping make the show possible. We at the podcast would like to extend a special thanks to our friends of the podcast, Elizabeth Burkholder, Mari Vopio, and Stephen Conroy. And also we'd really like to thank our honorary minions, Jesse Linder, who's on Facebook at jessielinder.bard, Am I Misguided, and Randall Kimbrough. Thank you so much for all you do to help us make this show possible.
That was Old Maui by Rowan from their album Tales Through Time. This is Greg from The Ren List, the easiest way to find Renaissance and other fairs near you. The first few weeks of every year are a bit quiet when it comes to fairs. Two big fairs, the Arizona and Florida Renaissance Festivals, don't start until early February. We'll have more details on those in the next show. If you're in Florida, though, there's good news. The first fairs of the year are nearby. The Brevard Renaissance Fair in Melbourne starts January 11th and runs for 4 weekends. The Hogtown Medieval Fair in Gainesville begins the week after and runs until February 2nd. There are events coming up in Texas and Arizona, as well as in Vermont and Maine. To find these fairs, or just any upcoming fairs near you, go to therenlist.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook for a weekly rundown of what fairs are open. Coming up next is a track by Wythe and Stone. From their album Winter, this is Awaiting for Snow.
So your favorite Ren fair's come and gone, no time to feel blue, until it comes around again, this is what you do. Go ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at Renaissance Festival Music.
When first she came to town, they called her the Roving Jewel. But now they've changed their tune and call her Katie Cruel. Oh, lolly day, oh, the little old day. Oh, that I were where I would be, then would I be where I am not. But I am where I must be, where I would be I cannot. Oh, lolly day, oh, the little old day. I know who I love, but Katie does not love me. I don't know where I'll go or who'll be going with me. Oh, lolly day, oh, the little day.
that I were where I would be, then would I be where I am not. But I am where I must be, where I would be I cannot. Oh, lolly day, oh, the lippy old day. I'll go through the bogs and mires. I'll travel many roads, but none of my desire. Oh, lolly day, oh, the lily day. Oh, that I were where I would be, that I were where I would be, then would I be where I am not. But I am where I must be, where I would be I cannot. Oh, lolly day, oh, the lily old day. Oh, that I were where I would be, then would I be where I am not. But I am where I must be, where I would be I cannot.
Greetings, this is Jesse Linder, Renaissance Festival musician and podcast minion. And I asked for a few minutes on this episode to talk about a friend. Robert Middleton was a friend of mine. He was also a mentor and one very talented Renaissance Festival musician. He passed away in the early hours of Christmas Eve 2019. I had the good fortune to be able to speak to him a couple of weeks before his passing, and I was able to tell him how much I loved him and appreciated everything he had done for me, and to let him know how his apprentice was doing. That's how I got started in the Renaissance Fair. Rob and his wife, Lucas Morgan, agreed to take me on as an apprentice at the Bristol Renaissance Fair in 1993. After that, I got hired and went on from there. And then in 1999, I approached Rob and Lucas about joining me in a quartet with a young fiddle player named Sarah Wilfong. We called the group Crossroads. That was Rob's idea. And we performed together for about 5 years. After we were no longer working together on a regular basis, I discovered just how important and influential person he was as far as Renaissance Fair music. I knew personally that he had a deep wealth of knowledge in traditional songs and stories. As a sidebar, he was also well-versed in music of the American Civil War. But he had a great love for this music, and that was very contagious. But it turns out his influence was felt beyond just the Bristol Renaissance Fair, which was one of the only fairs he did on any kind of regular basis. In 2011, he was inducted into the Renaissance Festival Hall of Fame. What they said at the time was that previous to Rob's influence, Renfair music had consisted mainly of madrigals, ballads, and wandering musicians. And Rob came along and introduced sea shanties, Celtic drinking songs, and ballads into the mix. Suddenly, Renaissance fair music was fun. And that influence began being felt at other Renaissance fairs across the country. And now that's the kind of music you think of when you think of Renaissance fair music. He was a great collaborator. He inspired me to some of my best performances. And I want to share with you a couple of examples of his music. The first one is a song that he and Lucas co-wrote called False Lights. And the second one just shows what a wonderful job he did on love songs. It's Katie Krewell.
We've had a good cruise and we're on our way home. The wreckers, they wait on the shore. They wait to take all that we have, all that we've risked our lives for. There are pirates free on the open sea. It'll give you a heart bloody fight. But the worst thing of all is their wreckers falls home. It'll lead you to death in the night. It'll lead you to death in the night.
And the winds, they roar towards the rocky shore. Lightning flashes bright. The wreckers, they wait by gallant sword. Damn them, what sets walls lies. Damn them, what sets walls lies.
They'll put out the fire atop the high hill. Passage there. I'd light up another that leads to the rocks as thunder clouds fill up the air. On a stormy night without any light, they'll lead you to safe holy ground. They'll lead you astray and they'll leave you to pray. As the breaking of timbers resounds, the breaking of timbers resounds.
From the rocky shore, lightning flashes bright. The wreckers, they wait by gallant sword. Damn them, what sets false lights. Damn them, what sets false lights.
Ah, it's pity the hand which swims with the sand and thinks he's safe on that sand. The wreckers, they wait to give him his fate, and death awaits in their hands. They'll stab, or they'll club, or they'll crush with a stone any hand that makes it to shore. And regrets they have none for what they have done. And the next storm they'll go out for. The next storm they'll go out for more.
And the wind, they roar towards the rocky shore. Lightning flashes bright. The wreckers, they wait by Galvin's shore. Damn them, what sets false lights. Damn them, what sets false lights.
Well, the lord and the lady high up on the hill, they turn a deaf ear and blind eye. This light of the wreck, what's a ship of a sea? And the sound that men make as they die. The lord and the lady, they take the full share of all that washes to shore. And then they call out all boats to the wreck. And they steal from the sea even more. They take from the sea even more.
Across the rocky shore, lightning flashes bright. The wreckers, they wait by Galvin's shore. Damn them, what sets walls lights. Damn them, what sets walls lights.
Well, if God's in his heaven and Satan's in hell,
Hello, this is John C. Wiseman of the group Minstrosity. You are listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
That was Matt Hughes performing Broad Black Brimmer. That's from his album One October Night. You can find out more about him at www.matthughesmusic.com. That's a music that harkens to the days of revolution in Ireland, the English occupation. Comes a little bit after our time that we usually concentrate on for the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. But once more, we have a lot of crossover between both the traditional and the modern Irish music. So songs like this do show up in their repertoire. Might not be appropriate to play at festival, but we can still enjoy listening to it anyhow. So we're going to draw to a close now. Coming up in the next show is the Return of the Bawdy Show for the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. Tony Artem will be hosting that. And after that, the beginning of February, we'll have our Renaissance Festival Music Awards show. We'll be announcing the winners of the festival award. You can look forward to hearing that in a couple of weeks. Our last song is 500 Miles, performed by the Merry Wives of Windsor from their album Happy Endings. They're an 11-member all-female folk band based in Pasadena, California, performing at a variety of fairs and festivals throughout the country. They've been around since 2001 and have released 8 studio albums. They play a mix of Celtic folk, modern, traditional, bawdy, and original pieces. Find out more about them at mwow.net. So until the next time I'm with you here, take care, and look forward to the festivals coming back.
If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. Lord, I'm 1, Lord, I'm 2, Lord, I'm 3.
Be the one who gets drunk next to you.
And when I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the one who's havering to you. And I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more, just to be the one who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
A penny
when I come home, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the one who's coming home to you. And if I grow old, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the one who's growing old with you.
This away, this away, this away, this away.
Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.